so far, the government has been seen as more of a giver than a taker in this year's budget. A lover, not a fighter. But hidden among the budget lines, there are some cuts. Funding for Australia's only body researching how we respond to weather changes as a result of climate change will end after next year. It has its director looking for a way forward.
The goal for NCAF over the next 12 months is to see whether we can move to a stable funding situation that isn't entirely dependent upon the federal government. Whether or not federal government funding is completely absent in 2018-19, I don't know about that.
Director of the National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility, Jean Polutikoff. Professor Polutikoff says she isn't surprised by the funding cut.
We've known for some time that this is on the cards, and we've been discussing the outlook for months, really.
It isn't the first time the National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility, or NCARF, has had its budget cut. Since it began in 2008, it has had its budget steadily reduced from $50 million to $9 million in 2014 and $600,000 for the next financial year. Many in the research field are critical of the decision, saying it ignores the growing urgency of the problem of dealing with the effects of locked-in climate change. Research fellow at the University of Sydney, Tayana O'Donnell.
It tells us that federal government leadership is needed for effective adaptation to climate change. And while we're seeing some leadership on the mitigation side to address climate risk, this funding cut demonstrates that there is less focus on the adaptation side, which is equally as important.
Ms. O'Donnell says we need to both reduce emissions and adapt to changing weather for our response to climate change to be effective.
It's worth observing, though, that in ignoring adaptation or overlooking adaptation, as it were, in the current budget, we, the nation, run a very real risk of not realising the opportunities that reforms can deliver, both for emissions reductions and to meet resilience goals. And this is why mitigation and adaptation go hand in hand. They're a partnership, and both are required for robust policy. An example of this would be new investments in energy infrastructure, which we see will be coming at some point. These assets have a long lifespan, and they need to withstand a changing climate.
Ms. O'Donnell says we need to both reduce emissions and adapt to changing weather for our response to climate change to be effective.
It's possible, yeah. I think the Climate Council had a slightly different role in that its goal, is raising awareness amongst the general population of Australia around the risks from climate change. Our role is more around an acceptance of those risks and the search for solutions to address them. For example, around sea level rise. So we, in my business, we all accept that sea level rise is occurring and is going to continue to occur in the future. So what people are interested in is, so how much? You know, and I'm thinking of building a sewage station on the coastal plain. What is the risk of that sewage station being inundated by floodwater 20 years in the future, 40 years in the future? How often would that happen? What can I do to reduce the risk? It's that kind of question that we're trying to answer.
Since its inception, NCARF has worked on a range of projects, including Coast Adapt, an online tool explaining the potential risks of sea level rise from climate change. Spokespersons for Federal Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg's office have told the media they hope to enhance this tool, but whether NCARF will remain to deliver it is unclear. And while this information might seem difficult to comprehend, Professor Polutikoff says people are already starting to adapt to climate risks, whether they know it or not.
Everybody needs to think about adaptation to climate change, and a lot of people are thinking about it almost without knowing. So every year the state governments ask people to prepare their bushfire plan, and that drive to get people to prepare those plans becomes more intense year on year as the risk of bushfire becomes more intense year on year. So you're already adapting in that way. People may not identify it as adaptation, but that is what they're doing. Just whether they make the connection to climate change and to the kind of work that we do, I don't know.
It's Professor Jean Polutikoff, Director of the National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility, ending that story.